Joy Division, Day of the Lords. Introduction. The Two Sisters. The two sisters didn't know they were being observed as they spoke quietly together. Tiny cameras had been installed in a number of places in the hospital, and the images were being transmitted to a laptop currently located in a tidy flat in a suburb south of central Stockholm. A young man restlessly scrutinized the flow of images. It was late at night. The sisters worked nights. People had many different reasons for choosing to work at night, but for most of them, it was a question of money. Hours spent at work were better paid when it was dark and most people were sleeping. For some of them, it was all about getting the jigsaw of everyday life to fit together, juggling their hours to match their family and their relationship, being at home in the daytime when the kids got back from school, being with their husband or wife as much as possible, or avoiding their husband or wife as much as possible. For Ismaila Albada, who was standing looking out of the window of the neonatal ward of Stockholm South Children's Hospital, the reason was different, but no less simple. The reason, named Shireen Albada, was her 18-month younger sister who worked in Ward 74, two floors below in the same building on Södermalm in Stockholm. If they coordinated their schedules, the sisters could meet up at least once a night for a chat over coffee. And they were often in each other's thoughts in between. Without believing in either telepathy or extrasensory perception, they were very close to each other, to the extent that they were often aware of each other's presence without even being in the same room. The tree rustled outside the window as an unquiet, dark wind caressed the leaves. The two street lamps down on Tantugoten shed only a little light on the darkness. It was just after 3 a.m., the darkest time of the night. In a couple of hours, the sunlight would creep slowly but surely from the east. It would start far out over the Baltic Sea and flow in across the archipelago and Nacka until it reached Södermalm, gradually diluting the darkness until every outline was suddenly visible. The high-pressure area had been over Sweden for a while now, bringing wonderful warm spring weather. Ismaila continued folding nurse's tunics, then took them to the cupboard and put them on the shelf for clean clothes. The neonatal ward was for newborns with problems that meant they couldn't yet leave the hospital. They had defects like breathing problems, low blood sugar, neonatal jaundice, infections, birth trauma, or defects. Neonatal also provided care for extremely premature babies, those born in weeks 23 to 27 of the pregnancy. The children could be there for anything from a few hours up to several months. Ismaila went back into the corridor, checked the notice board, and noticed a mother quietly sitting on a sofa breastfeeding her baby. The main ceiling lights were out. She nodded to the woman but said nothing. Nighttime was a time of silence on the ward. A beeping noise suddenly came from the telephone in her pocket. Without looking, she knew it was Shireen, and that it was time for their meeting. She discreetly left the ward by the staircase. As usual, the two Albada sisters met up on the empty floor between their wards, each holding a cup of coffee.
"How's it going?"
"Quiet night," replied Shireen. "Nothing particular. The children are asleep. What day is it?"
"Wednesday, just..."
Shireen nodded in agreement.
"How are things up there?"
"Same thing, very calm. Have you been down to casualty tonight?"
Shireen shook her head. It was only in the accident and emergency department on the ground floor that the nights could be dramatic.